Welcome to Social Justice Matters, a podcast from Social Justice Ireland. My name's Eamon Murphy. I'm Economic and Social Analyst at Social Justice Ireland. Hopefully you're keeping safe at what is a very strange time. Our podcasts generally take one of three formats. Our seminar series are audio files of important seminars and presentations given either by members of the SGI team or by guest speakers at our various conferences in recent years. They're a chance to listen on the go to people like Professor Tony Fahey of UCD on generation rent, or Professor Charles Clark of St. John's University in New York on the history and limitations of GDP as a measure of well-being. Our interview series features discussions with various experts on a broad range of topics. Our most recent episodes include Tom McDonnell of the Nevin Economic Research Institute on the economic response to COVID-19, Orla Hegarty of UCD on the housing implications of the pandemic, and Darren Ansbrough and Liz Farries of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties on the civil liberty implications of the recent restrictions implemented by government. And episode 7 of the podcast even features author Roddy Doyle, if you fancy something a little bit different. Then we have our series of 10-minute lessons. This is episode 6 in that series, and these are intended to be short introductions to important policy areas, giving listeners the main points they need to know. Our past episodes have focused on things like cost rental housing, basic income, and poverty in Ireland. This episode is on low pay, or more specifically on the national minimum wage, the living wage, and the difference between the two. Low pay overall is a complex issue and it requires a more in-depth analysis than we can give it in just 10 minutes. So a future episode is likely to feature a deeper investigation of the topic, maybe even with a guest to chat about it with. But for now, let's get cracking on the basics. The national minimum wage is €10.10 per hour. So that's the lowest hourly rate that someone can legally be paid by their employer, except in some limited circumstances, like if they're employed by a close family member or on an apprenticeship or they're a teenager. The minimum wage has been at this level of €10.10 per hour since earlier this year, when the government finally increased it by 30 cents from its previous level of €9.80. This increase had been expected in last year's budget, but was delayed apparently due to the economic uncertainty around Brexit. But we welcomed its late introduction nonetheless. Last week, the Central Statistics Office, or the CSO, published its annual analysis of minimum wage employment in Ireland. The CSO collects its information on minimum wage employment as part of its quarterly labour force survey. The headlines following the CSO report focus on the fact that in the last quarter of 2019, 6.4% of all employees were earning the national minimum wage or less. That's around 122,000 people earning €9.80 per hour at the end of last year, albeit that's a fall compared to the previous year. In 2018, 7.6% of employees earned the minimum wage, which was about 137,000 people at the time. Seeing the number of people in minimum wage employment falling is very welcome, but it's still very worrying that so many people in Ireland are earning such a low rate of pay. Remember, the CSO is estimating that more than 122,000 people are earning the minimum wage, and there are likely to be tens of thousands more earning a rate just above it. We should acknowledge that the current employment situation in Ireland in May 2020 bears no resemblance to that of the end of 2019 when these numbers were put together. The COVID-19 pandemic has changed all of that. Still, these numbers are worth looking at, as this is what the old normal looks like in the Irish economy. More than 122,000 people earning the bare minimum that employers can get away with paying. We also know from other CSO surveys that around 110,000 people in Ireland live in poverty despite having a job. There's bound to be a lot of overlap between these two groups. Many of the CSO's findings on minimum wage employment are not surprising. For example, the highest proportion of employees earning the minimum wage was in the 15 to 24 year old age group, and the older people get, the less likely they are to be on the minimum wage. People were more likely to earn the minimum wage if they were working part-time. In fact, 6 in every 10 people earning the minimum wage or less were working part-time rather than full-time. And the likelihood of earning the minimum wage decreases the more education you have. That's the case right up through the levels. People who haven't completed secondary school are more likely to earn the minimum wage than those who have, and they're all more likely to work for the minimum wage than people who have a college degree and so on. In Ireland, like in many other countries, women and young people have been identified as particularly vulnerable to precarious work and low-paid employment. However, while other countries also have high instances of low pay among foreign nationals, in Ireland, Irish people are slightly more likely than foreign nationals to be on the minimum wage. This is a switch around from what the 2018 Irish data showed, and while it is interesting, the differences are not huge. Of all the sectors employing people in Ireland, the services sector, that's shops, hotels, restaurants and so on, are more likely to hire staff on low pay. That sector alone accounted for 86% of all employees who reported earning the minimum wage or less. That's almost 9 out of every 10 people on the minimum wage, working in sectors like accommodation, food and hospitality generally, including pubs and restaurants, and in the retail trade. This continues a trend that we've seen in the past and probably won't surprise many people either. Close to a third of all employees in these sectors earn the minimum wage. Now, while all this is interesting and it's important to know, the most significant issue with the minimum wage numbers is that a substantial portion of workers in Ireland earn so far below what's necessary to achieve the minimum socially acceptable standard of living in Ireland. As I've already mentioned, more than 122,000 people are earning the minimum wage or less at the end of 2019. And while we welcome the fact that this is lower than in 2018, it still should be noted that despite very welcome increases in the national minimum wage over the last few years, it remains about 18% below the living wage. So what is the living wage? And how does it differ from the minimum wage? Well, the minimum wage exists in law and employers are bound by it. It's the result of much debate in government and lobbying by employers, trade unions and civil society groups. The living wage, on the other hand, is more of a notional calculation. It's the hourly rate that a single adult working 39 hours a week must earn to afford a socially acceptable standard of living in Ireland. In July 2019, the point at which the calculation was last updated, the living wage was calculated as being €12.30 per hour. It's probably worth saying all that again. So the living wage is the hourly rate that a single adult working 39 hours per week has to earn to achieve a socially acceptable standard of living in Ireland. It's calculated with reference to research conducted by the Vincentian Partnership for Social Justice, which reviews the real cost for a household to have a minimum essential standard of living in Ireland. Social Justice Ireland has been part of the team that calculates the living wage since it began in 2014. That €12.30 per hour living wage is based only on needs, not wants, and it certainly includes no luxuries. We're talking about the basic standard of living here. Last year, the living wage increased by 40 cents per hour on the 2018 rate. Now, it's interesting to note that if it wasn't for persistent increases in housing costs in the last few years, the level of the living wage would actually have fallen in 3 of the last 5 years, and would have fallen overall for the period of 2014 to 2019. This is because the cost of other essentials like food, furniture, communications, like phone and internet, these have all been falling in recent years. However, the rising cost of accommodation across the country has eaten up these gains and meant that low-paid workers are further and further from achieving a decent standard of living, despite increases in the minimum wage over that time. There are several good reasons for the government to effectively address Ireland's housing crisis, and from an economic perspective, this is certainly one of the best. The living wage is based on the idea that work should provide enough income for people to afford a standard of living that's normal in the country they live. It's the first attempt in Ireland to calculate a rate of pay based on evidence and social consensus. So that's the national minimum wage and the living wage briefly explained. Now, there are some obvious differences between the two. The most immediately obvious difference is the rate. The minimum wage, as I've said, is €10.10 per hour. The living wage is €12.30. So there's a €2.20 per hour difference. That's about 18%. The other key difference is that the minimum wage is not, and never has been, based on the cost of living. When it was first created, it was set at an arbitrary level, and every increase, and indeed decrease, in the rate ever since has been similarly lacking in any real evidence. The living wage, on the other hand, is based on the cost of affording a basic but decent standard of living, and it changes each year based on changes in the cost of that standard. One of the key implications of the living wage being €2.20 per hour above the minimum wage is that employees earning the minimum wage, or indeed any amount between the minimum wage and the living wage, are forced to do without certain essentials so that they can make ends meet. Social Justice Ireland believes that it's long past time that the government tackle the issue of low pay, particularly the gap between the national minimum wage and the living wage, and we warmly welcomed the inclusion of a goal to equalise the national minimum wage and the living wage within the next term of government, which was included in the Fine Gael Fianna Fáil draft document for framing government negotiations. While the CSO study shows 122,000 people earning the minimum wage, previous studies, including by the Nevin Economic Research Institute, suggests that up to twice as many people again may be earning more than the minimum wage but less than the living wage. And as I mentioned earlier, we also know from other CSO surveys that around 110,000 people in Ireland live in poverty despite having a job. And as I say, there's bound to be a lot of overlap between these two groups. Ireland has a significant issue with low pay and has done for quite some time. There's a far greater prevalence of low paid employment in Ireland than in most of our European peers, but that's a topic for another day. For now, it's worth reflecting on the fact that the gap between the minimum wage of €10.10 per hour and what's actually required to live a decent standard of living in Ireland is €2.20. The next government should set a 5-year time frame to equalise the two. Finally, it's worth emphasising that bringing the minimum wage to the level of the living wage is not, and should not be, a responsibility of employers alone. Government can help bring down the level of the living wage in many ways, including by fixing the country's housing crisis and bringing rent and other accommodation costs down to levels that are affordable for those on low pay, by investing in public transport so that it's less necessary for workers to run a car in order to get to and from work, by improving the country's childcare infrastructure and subsidising it at a level closer to the European norm, bringing down the cost of childcare for working families, and by creating a proper, accessible single-tier healthcare system that working families can trust so they don't feel the need to spend thousands of euros a year on health insurance. These are policies that would benefit the vast majority of workers in the country, not just those on low pay. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you found this episode useful. If you'd like more information on the living wage, check out livingwage.ie, where you can see how it's calculated and what's included. And as I mentioned, Social Justice Ireland warmly welcomed the inclusion of a goal to equalise the national minimum wage and the living wage within the next term of government in the Fine Gael Fianna Fáil draft document for framing government negotiations. If you want to hear more about this document, which is likely to frame much of the next programme for government, check out episode 21 of our podcast. It features an analysis of the Fine Gael Fianna Fáil plans by our CEO, Dr. Sean Healy. And if you have any suggestions for topics you'd like to hear addressed as part of this series, just email us at secretary@socialjustice.ie. Until next time, stay safe.